Leaded gasoline was phased out in the U.S. decades ago, but as NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, it took until this summer for the global economy to kick the habit.
Back in 1989, public radio's go-to car guys were making fun of a listener for buying an International Harvester Scout, an ancient off-roader.
Oh, yeah, those are from the Bronze Age, I believe.
Right. Why did you it do looked that? Like a tractor.
Old cars were designed to run on leaded gasoline, and the caller was worried about finding any. Tom and Ray Maliazzi joked that he could always just move to, say, Venezuela.
Because Caracas still has leaded gas, and all the people with those 75 Internationals and 56 Chevys
right.
are moving down there in droves.
I bet.
The car talk guys went on to say, you can just use unleaded gas. It's fine. But there was truth behind that Caracas joke. Even as rich countries were phasing out leaded gasoline, a lot of poorer countries kept using it. Lead, of course, is toxic. It's not part of gasoline. But adding it to gas improved vehicle performance at a cost. The exhaust poisoned air and soil. It was linked to premature deaths and lower IQs. Children were particularly affected. Back in 1989, scientist Jerome Riagu was sure that the entire world would give up leaded gas soon.
I thought it was simply going to continue going down and down and down, and then we'll be out.
Instead, it took 30 years. Riagu says rich countries sold a bunch of old used vehicles to poorer countries. People thought those old cars needed leaded gas. Lead was cheap, so the old gasoline was less expensive. And at least one company that made lead additives was bribing government officials to keep using it. After years of campaigning and testing, the UN Environment Program says the last gallon of leaded gasoline was sold in Algeria in July. Inger Andersen is the head of the group.
The global response to leaded fuels shows that humanity can learn from and fix mistakes that we've made.
The UN says the global switch has saved 1.2 million lives and trillions of dollars each year. Up next, Andersen says, is applying lessons from this battle to transition away from fossil fuels altogether. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.